This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on the value of community. And this is community beyond my family, immediate circle of friends, and neighbors. I think about community particularly in the workplace. And usually, if I am working on a project with a group, I'm not doing much outside of that project with the group. We are singularly focused on an end goal, completing the project successfully, and I don't really see anything else outside of that. Now, depending on the magnitude of the project, there's probably a celebration of some sort at the end, but all along the way, I am not really interacting with anybody on that team other than about the work. I'm not taking time to invite someone to have a cup of coffee or to have a bite to eat for lunch. And so I'm not connecting on a genuine level. So what I observe are a couple of things. The first is that I am in the community, but I'm not nurturing the community. The second thing I see is when I do this, it can lead to frayed relationships, even relationships that are professional only, because it's just too much of a strain sometimes on that relationship and you don't get to go to a deeper level. The Apostle Paul emphasizes the importance of community and being part of the body of Christ and moving together as brothers and sisters. The words that I use to teach me are love one another with brotherly affection, outdo one another in showing honor. Romans 12:10. Tomorrow, let's talk about hope. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, touch another one's shoulder and take them out for lunch or a cup of coffee and embrace your community.